Well, Yaya is the affectionate nickname for Nelia Ngulube, a nanny turned entrepreneur from Johannesburg who began baking rusks as part of her caregiving routine. Earlier this year, she posted her first batch on Instagram, and within weeks, she had 10,000 followers and orders pouring in for Yaya's rusks. And we have Yaya in the Biz News studio to share her story of this remarkable journey. Well, so happy to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
You know, so many South Africans told me about you, and I, you know, and then I went to your Instagram page and I thought, yeah, I've got to meet this woman.
Thank you very much.
So how did you start selling rusks? How did this happen?
It all started in April, early April. So when I was talking to my boss about how I was struggling financially, then she said to me, you know, Nelia, you bake so delicious rusks. So how about we try and sell those rusks? I was like, no ways. Who is going to buy rusks? There's always all the brands at big stores. So who is going to buy my rusks? Then she said, no, let's just try it. So we did everything. We bought the ingredients. And then that's how we started. Then
Did you learn to bake?
I used to work for a family in Craigwell Park from 2017 to 2022. So that's when I learned to bake rusks. The granny there will come and teach me stuff, and then she gave me her recipe, of which I've been editing it on my own and doing my stuff, and then until I got to come up with Yaya's rusks.
And you had, what, 10,000 followers in just 7 weeks?
That's true. That's very true.
So were you surprised when it just caught on?
Was shocked. I couldn't.
This whole Instagram following.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot for me.
And what is the recipe that sells the best? What flavors do South Africans like?
Oh, at the moment I only make one flavor, the muesli.
Oh, well, that works probably better because you don't have to make different batches, and some don't sell as well.
Yeah.
And do people ask for your recipe and say, come on, Yaya, share your recipe?
Yeah, they always ask. They're asking for it. But I haven't given
anyone. I was just about to ask myself. No, I was just kidding. So I see companies are starting to send you endorsements. I mean, shoes and things like that. Was that unexpected?
Not expected at all. I never expected that. They've been showing so much love. I've got so much love from people.
Give us some examples of what you've been sent.
Shoes, t-shirts, aprons, the locked boxes for recipes to try. Yeah, it's been a lot. Yeah. And some companies wanting to help me scale up and stuff. So it's been good.
So are you going to scale up?
Definitely. We'll be doing something soon, anytime from next week, maybe. We'll be doing something big.
Ooh, and you can't tell us now what it is?
No, it's a surprise.
Well, one thing I see, you know, you do all this baking, but you also post stories about what you call your boysies. So, you know, are you still helping to raise children?
Yes, I'm a nanny. I'll always be a nanny. I'm a nanny. I've got now I'm looking after my two boys. They're twins. They are just turned two. Busy, but I'm managing.
So in between you bake?
Yes, in between, because they do have one long nap. So that's when I do my quick baking.
So how many families have you helped raise their children?
Four families in 16 years.
Four families in 16 years?
Yes.
And you like what you're doing?
I love it. I love it.
So what's next for you? Is there any chance you could teach other people to bake like you?
Yes. I'm willing to teach people the baking.
So can we one day expect the Yaya Academy?
Yeah, sure. And very soon I'll be doing recipes for cooking and baking. So we're going to be selling it online, and it's going to be there.
And I see that some people call you the Chief Rusk Officer. How did that happen?
Because some special person, excuse me, sent me a special gift, which she wrote Chief Rusk Officer, because she thinks I make the best rusk in Johannesburg, or in South Africa, I can say.
And did you get help to start promoting this on social media? Was there somebody who helped you with this?
Yes, definitely. My boss, Kate, is the one who is a social media consultant. So she's the one who helped me with taking the videos and encouraging me every day to post videos until where we are today. She's been a big help.
And this is Kate. And this is Kate Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yo-Yo, is there anything else you can tell us?
Yeah. Yaya's Rusk is going big. It's going big. Everyone in South Africa and all over the world will have to test Yaya's Rusk. Made with love and special.
How many do you sell a week at the moment?
Between 60 and 100 bags.
And how do you distribute them?
Some they come to collect, and then some we do courier.
So, Kate, Yaya's been telling her how you actually helped her with social media. So tell us about the social media campaign that you launched. And is that the reason why it became so popular?
Well, I think it was definitely part of it, but it was really just about showcasing Yaya and her wonderful personality and her story. I've always loved digital storytelling and connecting with people online. My husband and I have had a travel Instagram account that's grown a big following. And when I heard that Yaya wanted to sell rusks, I knew that if we could get her online and tell her story, it would be a success.
And it did so well. I mean, 10,000 views so quickly. And so she's told me about her plans. How big do you want Yaya to become?
As big as she wants to become. I think that we've both been overwhelmed by the rate at which it's grown, the support from people across South Africa and across the world. And what we really hope is with the new announcement and exciting partnership that Yaya's teased about for next week, that more people will be able to enjoy her rusks and also support her and her journey, because it's been life-changing for me, but it's even been more life-changing for Yaya. And I think it's only the beginning.
So, Yaya, if you say it's been life-changing for you, financially, how much did this help?
Ooh, it's been a big help. I have managed to buy myself big stuff. I even bought myself a big oven to bake also. And I now have savings in my account.
And Yaya has her sights on buying her first car. So that's something we're working towards.
That's very nice. Well, you two, thank you so much for speaking to us, Yaya and Kate Wilkinson. Thank you for speaking to BizNews.
Thanks, Linda. Bye.